the rift was finally unblocked. It was widened also, allowing fully grown vermin to pass easily through. Valeria entered the tunnel with Twilt and Deva. She glanced both ways, consulting her old rat aid.
To the left or the right, which direction did they take?
Twilt noticed some telltale traces showing which way the fugitives had gone. He nodded in that direction.
They went off to the left.
Valeria ignored him, staring pointedly at Deva.
Come on, I don't have all season. Which way?
The old rat knew that if she gave the same answer as Twilt, it would seem like she was backing him.
"'Tis hard to say, but the right looks more likely."
The Sable Queen gave Twilt a scornful glance.
"'Bring the ravagers through. We'll split into two groups. I'll take the right, you go to the left. Take Deva with you. She is useful."
The tall Sable bowed his head curtly.
"'Your wish is my command, Majesty.'
A full force of vermin marched off down the tunnel in different directions. Twilt beckoned the lean, sly-faced stoat to his side. He held a brief whispered conversation with the stoat, whose name was Gliv. She nodded, then melted back into the ranks. Deva caught up with Twilt.
"'What did ye want with that one eye?'
Twilt the Shade kept his eyes on the passage ahead.
"'Just some business. Pity you never heard it. After all, you were only sent to spy on me. Oh, Deva, eh? The eyes and ears of the Queen. Dirty little spy."
Deva curled her lip at him.
"I'll find out what went on twixt you two, believe me. I, not only will I be watching you, but I'll keep a sharp eye on that stout Gliv. Neither of ye will be stealing a march on old Deva, you can bank on that."
Deva dropped back, mingling with the marches until she was alongside Gliv. Prodding the stoat sharply in the side, she snarled.
"What did Twilt want with ye, eh?"
Gliv winked at her.
"Wouldn't you like to know?"
The old rat gave Gliv another vicious prod.
"All right, keep your little secret, but remember this, I'll be watching you, Gliv. You won't be able to make a move that I don't know about, cos I'll be watching you like an hawk."
Gliv chuckled slyly.
"Then you'll be watching the wrong beast, won't you, Lug?"
"That's right, mate."
Deva tried to turn, but too late. Two meaty paws seized her, one lifting her clear of the ground, the other stifling her nostril and mouth. Lug was Gliv's mate, a huge bullet-headed stoat, massively strong. He held the old rat as though she weighed nothing. Gliv blew a sharp blast on a small bone whistle. Swilt heard the signal and issued orders, grabbing a lantern.
"March on forward."
He dropped back until every beast had passed him except Gliv, Lug and Deva. Nodding to his hench beasts, he watched the old rat, forepaws and upper body pinioned in Lug's powerful grip. Deva kicked wildly as the big stoat's paw suffocated her. Her eyes were wide with terror. Swilt's dead black eyes stared into hers.
"Well, well, Valeria doesn't know it yet, but she's deaf and blind here. How does it feel, old one, knowing you cannot spy on me any longer? Sweet dreams."
He watched until Deva's eyes clouded over and her limbs went still. Gliv smiled.
"Just as you'd ordered, Lord. Dead, without a single mark on her."
Swilt nodded.
"You did well, friends. I won't forget this little service you rendered me."
A ravager guard came hurrying back, saluting with his spear.
"Sire, we've let you stop. The tunnel's flooded up ahead. They can't go no further, cos there's something in the water. A monster, they say."
Swilt the Shade drew his long broadsword.
"A monster? Well, let's go and take a look at it."
This ends Disc 7.